Happy to be welcoming to the program today. Helen Scheiner and Michelle Duggan are here from Manic Community Health Center because it's time for their June Bloom fundraiser coming up in June. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Joe. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, still virtually, but better than nothing. June Bloom, I guess, is going to be kind of virtual as well, right, Helen?
Oh my God, Joe, we're so excited to be able to adapt to the technology and be able to provide an interactive program to people in electronic format. It's phenomenal. Michelle can talk to you about some of the details, but I think people are going to be pretty impressed.
What has been happening at Manit, and I know there's a lot, so this particular fundraiser this year is more meaningful than ever, but really Manit has been at the forefront of the pandemic in this community from the very beginning, yes?
Absolutely, Joe. They've been a critical partner with the city and also with the state. So Manit, as always, has done a phenomenal job. We are still actively running the vaccination clinic. And I think the latest numbers is that we've vaccinated over 26,000 people.
That's right.
So it's not just in the Quincy location, it's also in our Taunton location. And right from the beginning, Manit was on top of things. They got right up and running with the testing facilities and really the continuum of care that they allowed for their patients. Their telehealth program was just phenomenal. But I think the biggest impact that they're having recently is the vaccinations. And it's had a tremendous impact. And we are not only open to Quincy residents or Manit patients, but anybody. The vaccination facility is open to anybody.
Which was a huge service. It was quite obvious when the pandemic hit that Manit had talked about this, had prepared for it, had a plan in place, and enacted it very, very quickly.
It was really seamless, Joe. I mean, Cynthia and her team over there were phenomenal, literally up and running within a day or two and having a direct impact on people, answering their questions, serving their patients and the community with questions. They were a resource for so many people and local businesses too. Cynthia spent some time working in conjunction with the chamber where she did some Zoom meetings and some public meetings, notifying people about what was available to them, what Manit was offering, and answering general questions. So really just an asset to the entire community through this entire very difficult time.
Yeah, and I know now working with the Quincy Public School System to offer vaccines to students and staff as well. So really just continuing to be an incredible service. Michelle, have you found that folks who might not, for some reason, have been aware about Manit are now learning about its importance in the community?
Absolutely. And I think that that's been one of the, you know, silver linings to everything that's happened over the past year and a half is just, you know, the recognition, and people are finding Manit to be an incredible resource, you know, obviously during pandemic, but even post pandemic, you know, with that continuity of care moving forward. And, you know, we're really here as a resource to anyone. We want to make sure that anybody, you know, who has needs, it has that access to care. And Manit's really here for everyone.
I know the federal government immediately embraced community health centers across the country, being able to provide the vaccine to them, really probably some of the first providers in the country, our community health centers. And folks might not have ever heard of a community health center before.
Right, right. And they do now, which is wonderful. So,
yeah. And it's
Joe, that's part of the reason why we're so pleased to be with you here today and to have the June Bloom on a Zoom platform or an electronic platform. Is June Bloom is not only about raising funds for Manit to help support them and continue with the care that they provide, also expand, but it's also to tell our story. It's to get the word about Manit out to the greater community. I think for a long time, some of the small community health centers were thought as only serving their immediate area, and that is really not the case. They are, their coverage area is tremendous. And they're pretty widespread. It's not the community health center that you thought about 50 or 60 years ago.
It's very true. And there are 5 locations for Manit. You started in Quincy, but now in Hall, Taunton as well. So probably one of the larger ones, would you say, in the area?
Absolutely. And I think if people tune into June Bloom, they're going to hear some exciting news. We are expanding. We can't tell you the location just yet. That's going to be, Cynthia is going to have the honors of disclosing that location. But it's a very, very large operation in an underserved area. So we're very pleased to be able to announce that and excited to engage just another community.
Oh, a little tease. Okay, I look forward to it.
Yeah, well done.
Very nice. You know how to grab the audience, Ellen.
I'm trying, but you know, we need the audience's support in events like June Bloom and some of the things we do throughout the year.
Sure.
You know, community health centers are dependent upon the donations and the volunteerism that comes from their community and the surrounding area. While their support at a, you know, a state and federal level, those aren't always 100% reliable. You never know. I don't, you know, people may not understand that grants run a certain period of time. So while they may receive some funding, it's only for a short period of time. You know, some grants are 2 years, 3 years, some are 5 years. So they're constantly in that fundraising mode. Yes. And events like June Bloom and the things that Michelle and her group and my group on the foundation side, it's our job to get the message out about Manit on a continuous basis and let people know what's available to them and how they can support us.
Maybe, Michelle, you can give a little history lesson about Manit, from where it was, where it is today, and some of the services that it does provide.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, I'm actually going to softball that back over to Helen, who has such a long history of support with Manit. You know, Joe, I'm actually, I'm just getting going here at Manit Community Health Center. I'm going about 3-4 months in, and I know Helen has that perspective. So Helen, I'm going to toss that back your way.
Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah.
So Joe, you may be familiar with some of the story, but Manit Community Health Center was started, I think this is our 42nd year, Michelle, if you can confirm. I'm pretty sure it's the 42nd year. And it was started by a small group down in the House Neck area. Mm-hmm. And it was local residents that were committed to having community health in their neighborhood. And it really grew from there. Manit has started out as a grassroots effort, and it, although we've grown substantially, we still depend tremendously on our communities, on the involvement of our communities and their input. The Manit Community Health Center Board of Directors always has a community representative on the board. Mm-hmm. That's a requirement, and that will continue. And they work hard to make sure that their board is very diverse. And that's, you know, not only to represent the community, but also to make sure that they are staying true to their roots of the original foundation in House Neck.
It has grown exponentially since then, I know, becoming really a full service medical center.
It absolutely has. And the partnerships that we have, we have a variety of partnerships, but they offer veteran services. Mm-hmm. They have a tremendous partnership with Boston Medical Center. What used to be just to go in to see your regular primary care doctor has expanded. I can't even tell you. There's a wide variety of services they offer. So I mentioned the veterans. I believe there's a pharmacy in one of the locations.
North Quincy, yep.
And then in another part of Quincy, we have, they provide counseling services and services that for the population that suffers from substance disorders. Yep. And that's been tremendous. So not only is there a physical location within the city that people can go to seek help and assistance and some counseling, but they're also out in the community. There's actually a van that drives around the community to help serve that underserved population. And that's just one example of the growth of Manit and the expansion of Manit. So we have grown to a healthcare facility, a large healthcare facility, but without losing that kind of hometown feel. The patients there know their doctors. Some of their doctors have been there for 10, 15, some of them 20 years. So it's a long term. And people like that. They like to know that their doctor's not going anywhere. And they like to know that the community health center that they depend on isn't going anywhere. And if you look at what's going on in healthcare right now, I've seen it in Quincy. There's been a lot of mergers, acquisitions, smaller kind of GP being merged into or taken over by some of the larger companies. Manit doesn't have that. Manit is your community health center.
Yep.
And the steadfastness of having the same, you know, you're going to see the same receptionist that you probably saw 8 years ago. You're going to have, you know, people that live and work in your neighborhood are the ones that are there working at Manit and providing your care.
Yeah, I know women are excited that there's obstetrics, so they can have their same, you know, doctor when they're having their families, and then go back to them for pediatrics after that. So yeah, it really is the family health center that it is meant to be. And I know Manet also supports other nonprofits in Quincy, and is right there for them as well. So it truly is a community partnership. Anything that you give to Manet really gets put right back into the community.
Yeah. I think that's one of the most remarkable things about MANA is all of the community partnerships that we have and how everybody is just truly working together to best serve, you know, the residents of the community across the board.
Let's talk about June Bloom and how it actually works and what will be happening on, June 3rd, I think, right?
On June 3rd, yeah, we've got a fantastic event plan. Again, really pivoting during pandemic. And, you know, what we're going to be doing this year is we're going to have a 45-minute program. So from 6 to 6:45 p.m. on Thursday, June 3rd, it's going to be a live stream, you know, interactive event where people can log on. It'll be on YouTube Live. And, you know, people will be able to hop on. There's going to be grateful patients. Stories. There's going to be opportunities to win raffle prizes and door prizes. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, we really wanted to make, even though it's a fundraiser, we really wanted to make sure that the event was accessible to everybody in the community. So, you know, we have a suggested donation amount of $50, but there is an opportunity to register at no cost if people would like to. So again, this is a wonderful fundraiser to support the work that we're doing, but we want to make sure it's accessible to everybody. So if people want to register, they can, you know, hop online, go to manetchc.org/June Bloom and register. That'll be great.
Talk about, if you can, if you know yet, some of the prizes that'll be available.
Oh gosh, we've got some good stuff. So we've got a really nice summer spring basket from Curry Hardware, which has got a wheelbarrow and all the good stuff there that everybody needs for their gardening essentials. We've got a beautiful case of rare wines from Southern Italy that one of our board members is a real wine connoisseur. So we've got some great selection there. We've got some massage and hair basket things and things like that. So lots of good stuff, lots of good stuff.
Joe, one of the things we're really excited about is we were able to secure Mark Carey as our MC.
Yeah.
So if you know Mark, if anybody that's going to watch the show knows Mark, Mark is well known throughout our community as being a band member for the band Dick and Jane. He's also an integral part of some of the communications and things go on up at City Hall. Mark works with the mayor to produce that his weekly podcast. And he's just a very engaging, very entertaining person. We're thrilled to be able to have Mark. And Mark was thrilled to be with us. He really was grateful to be able to be involved in helping Manet and taking part in this event.
That's great. Are there still opportunities for sponsorships? And do you still need prizes?
Yeah, we'll definitely take more sponsors at this point, prizes for sure. You know, we're so lucky. We've got a really fantastic support of sponsors this year. Some of our top ones include Blue Cross Blue Shield in Massachusetts and Fox Rock Properties and Boston Medical Center. So we've got a really strong group of sponsors who have been supportive. But of course, we're certainly looking for more support. You know, we have a goal of raising $75,000, but we'd really love to put it over the top and get to that $100,000 mark. So support from the community is greatly appreciated.
Sure. Are the funds earmarked for anything in particular, Michelle, or just general expenses?
Yeah, really generally supporting all those wonderful programs and services that Helen spoke to earlier, and also expansion to our new sites. I think that that's going to be really important, but also making sure, you know, we can maintain that high quality access to care right here in Quincy. So
does expansion, I'm assuming, mean more hiring, right? More staff?
Of course, yeah. Yes. Yep, ever expanding. And there's just a lot, you know, a lot that goes into that, both in terms of, you know, investing in new programs. One program that really became clear during pandemic that we needed to make an investment in is telehealth. And Helen, you know, briefly touched on that, but we really need to make sure that everybody, even if they're homebound, if they're not comfortable, you know, if they're not able to come into the, say, for example, our North Quincy space, you know, they can still get the quality care that they need. So we're making big investments in telehealth services right now. And June Bloom will directly support that.
Yeah. Do you think that's something that's going to stick around kind of post-pandemic?
I do. And actually, it's something that we've decided is going to become a permanent department, a permanet place within Manet. We've really seen, again, silver lining from pandemic. We've seen that that's something that's really effective. People are responding well to it. We're having really high, you know, patient responses. That everybody's coming to their appointments because they have that ability to. So we'll continue on with telehealth moving forward.
Sure. Helen, anything else you want to add?
So Joe, the telehealth part that Michelle mentioned is it's really critical. It's critical for the continuum of care. And it's not heavy on the technology. So the users, the patients, find it very easy to use. Mm-hmm. But sometimes people hear telehealth and they get a little scared. They're like, oh, no, I'm not really big on computers or whatever technology. But it's very, very simple for them to use. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we found during this pandemic was that people adapted and adopted that technology very quickly. And you mentioned growth. So Manit is hiring. Manit is hiring in a number of their locations, and especially as we grow some of our offices further down south. I know the Taunton location is actively seeking people, and it's across the spectrum, from office help to medical professionals.
Okay.
So the Manit website will oftentimes have job postings listed up there. They can always contact human resources at Manit in North Quincy. But one of the things that I really wanted to touch on, to take us kind of back to the beginning. So Michelle gratefully acknowledged our sponsors, some of our large corporate sponsors. But as I mentioned before, our grassroots efforts are as critical as anything that our bigger partners can do. The community involvement has always been strong, has always been the backbone of Manit Community Health. So while people may log on and see different price points to support, Manit has always been, grateful for any support that they get from the community. We've had, regular neighbors that have donated $5 to every event we have. And we appreciate that. And that means just as much as the large donations. It's that consistency. It's that support of our base. And, Michelle, she's probably tired of hearing me say this, but in our June Bloom event and all of the events that we do, and not only that, in our committee meetings, I always focus on something called buy a Band-Aid. So what I mean by buy a Band-Aid is tell me what my $5 donation will buy for Manit. Because sometimes people think, I can only give $20, that's not going to help. That's not the case. That is not the case. Those $5, $10, $20, $50 donations, they make a difference too. So you're going to hear somewhat in-depth during June Bloom about my buy a Band-Aid campaign.
Okay.
How your $5, $10, whatever you're able to give helps Manit. And I think that's important for people to understand, especially coming out of the time that we've just come through. A lot of people are having financial difficulties. Other people are just soaring through this. Mm-hmm. But it's important to know that we appreciate every donation that comes into Manit, no matter the amount.
That's an important point too, Helen, that community health centers, Manit and others do serve folks who might not have access to healthcare otherwise.
You'll hear a great patient testimonial during June Bloom. I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear the story of one of our patients. I can't tip it off because Michelle will be mad at me for but Joe, I'll tell you, you'll be so surprised to hear how accessible we are. And our patient testimonial is just going to be phenomenal, and people will really be impressed that that we're able to serve people no matter their circumstances, no matter their location.
Yeah, well, good for them for telling the story. I think it'll be inspirational. Yeah. That's hard to do as well, so that's appreciated, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we think we should add right now?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We appreciate UATV, as always.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate being here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Let's recap one more time for folks, because you've really teased the event really well. So give folks incentive to participate in the June Bloom event to benefit Manit Community Health Center. Again, Thursday, June 3rd, 6 to 6:45. And Michelle, can you just access it right through that website?
Go directly to manitchc.org/June-Bloom. And all the information you need to register will be right there.
Okay, sounds good. I want to appreciate both of you. Thanks so much for spending some time, and have a successful event again this year.
Thank you so much. You.